Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gaur Gopinath Sham Kunrad Kun Giri Govardhan Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Shri Gopurnima Mahotsava Ki Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Ka Premanande. All glories to their Samal devotees. All glories to their Samal devotees. All glories to their Samal devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Could our sound controller, who is our sound controller? Anyway, whoever our sound controller is, could we just have little more volume? Not a lot. 10%. Ajao. Age. Kripaya. I will not bite you. I am vegetarian. And I just had breakfast. So Hare Krishna, thank you to Lakshmi Devi for that nice kirtan. Give her a round of applause. And now, let us read a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So I was thinking that seeing Wednesday is the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya, Gopurnima, and he's such an important incarnation of Lord Sri Krishna, I thought we could read a verse from Bhagavad Gita. I thought we could read Bhagavad Gita as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, chapter 4, text 8. And it's a very well-known verse, and I'm sure all you devotees know it, right? Chapter 4, verse 8. Who can tell me? What is chapter 4, verse 8? Chaat. When I say it, so many of you will feel like, oh yes, of course. It's really famous verse. Paritra naya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. You know that verse, right? Of course you know it. You must know it. Okay, so translation. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion. I myself appear millennium after millennium. What a famous verse. Let us repeat the translation responsibly, okay, after me. to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion.
I myself appear.
Millennium after millennium. Very good, thank you. So now the purport by Srila Prabhupada, and it is not a short purport. It's not very long, but it's not short. So please give your attention, because it really is very important. Srila Prabhupada says, according to Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu or holy man is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualifications of Krishna consciousness wholly and fully, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. And dushkritam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants or dushkritam are described as foolish and the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas a person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may be neither learned nor well cultured. Interesting. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons, but the Lord especially descends to appease his unalloyed devotees, who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the devotee may happen to be his kin. Although Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudev were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So Lord Krishna appeared primarily to deliver Devaki rather than kill Kamsa, but both were performed simultaneously. Therefore it is said here that to deliver the devotee and vanquish the demon miscreants, the Lord appears in different incarnations. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj, the following verses, Madhya Lila chapter 20, verses 263 and 264, summarize these principles of incarnation. Srishti Hetu Ye Murti Prapanche Avatare Se Ishvara Murti Avatara Nama Dare Mayatita Paravyome Sabara Avastana Vishve Avatari Dare Avatara Nama, which means the avatar or incarnation of Godhead descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation. And the particular form of the personality of Godhead who so descends is called an incarnation or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar. There are various kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatars, Guna avatars, Lila avatars, Shaktyavesh avatars, Manvantara avatars, and Yuga avatars, all appearing on schedule all over the universe. But Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all avatars. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees, who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastimes. Therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy his unalloyed devotees. The Lord says that he incarnates himself in every millennium. This indicates that he incarnates also in the age of Kali. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy names, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world, from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya, as the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly, but not directly, in the confidential parts of the revealed scriptures, such as the Upanishads, Mahabharat, and Bhagavatam. The devotees of Lord Krishna are very much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar, Lord Chaitanya, this avatar of the Lord does not kill the miscreants, but delivers them by his causeless mercy. Let me read the verse again. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samstapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. To deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I myself appear millennium after millennium. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutalaya Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nera Vishesha Shunyavadi Pastucha Deshatarne. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchakapatrubhyas jagripa sindubhya evacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Hare Krishna. And thank you to Ram Dayal Prabhu for his very eloquent introduction.
Haribol,
yes. And to Mataji, I didn't catch much of Mataji's name.
Kamala.
Mother Kamala, Thank you very much, Kamala Devi, for your very beautiful emceeing. Very nice. Arriba. And as we all know, it's Gaur Purnima on Wednesday, the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. And actually, sorry, I must mention that we also have with us some very important devotees from other parts of the world. And I don't just mean Lithuania. We have Yadav Roy Prabhu from Escort. We have Krishna Kripa Prabhu and various other significant devotees from Newcastle. Oh, we are truly international. And we have some devotees from Durban too. Give them a round of applause. Very good. Okay. So it is a real gathering of the sages today, yes. Right, so yes, it's the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya coming up in a few days, Wednesday. Very, very important day because he is the most recent incarnation of Krishna and he is taking the role of the Yuga avatar for this age of Kali. Yuga avatar generally means that avatar, that form of the Lord who descends to teach what is the particular religious activity, the particular process for God realization in that particular Yuga or universal age. And in this case here now, Lord Chaitanya, he is not only teaching it, but he demonstrated it. He did it himself. Yeah. Lord Krishna, in Dwapara Yuga, immediately prior to this Kali Yuga, he was acting as the Yuga avatar, the process being to do deity worship, but Lord Krishna did not really do much deity worship. Really, not very much. Meaning he taught it, but he didn't really demonstrate it much at all. But Lord Chaitanya, he taught very clearly, directly, what is the process, what is the way in this age for God realization, the Sankirtan movement, chanting of the holy names of the Lord, but even not simply just chanting the holy names, but Sankirtan has a very specific meaning. It means congregational chanting, but not just congregational chanting of the holy names. Congregational chanting in public. Because we can do congregational chanting here, and we do, and it's very nice. But this is, you know, a little different, a very important difference, that we take it out. We take it out and give it to the public, to the people in general. This is what is implied. This is the meaning of Sankirtan. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught it, he explained it, in other words, spoke about it and like that, but he also demonstrated it. He did it himself. He went out and he took the devotees out to chant in public. For years he was doing that, every day, for years. So he didn't simply talk about it, which of course is also very nice and very important, but he didn't just talk about it, he did it, and he did it himself. This is a real leader who actually leads the way forward. So yes, Lord Chaitanya, he came to establish the Sankirtan movement, and that was his mission as the Yuga Avatar, to give it, to give Krishna consciousness to the people in general through taking the chanting out into public. But Lord Chaitanya, he had other reasons for appearing. Not only that, but he had actually some personal reasons himself, something he wanted to do himself, something he wanted to experience himself, personal, very personal. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, if you read it, I will not ask how many of you have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but take it as a warning, I will next time. Okay, so because it is just amazing, it is truly amazing. And it's actually, most of it is very easy to digest, it's very accessible, you could say. So, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the third chapter of the Adi Leela, which is the first section, there are three sections, each has a number of chapters, 20 or so. So the third chapter, and I will not ask you what the title or the subject is, but be warned, I may do next time. It is called the external reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. External meaning that in regard to the people in general, the world at large, external in that sense, outside, out there. Not external meaning just like sometimes people, devotees even use the term external. It's an external activity in the sense that it may not be so important. It's not really from the heart. It's just something you do outwardly. But in this context, external reason for the appearance of Lord Chaitanya doesn't mean like that. It just means for helping the people who are out there, external, physically external from himself. And then the fourth chapter is titled The Internal Reasons for the Appearance of Lord Chaitanya, which means just his personal reasons, internal, from his own feelings, why he felt he wanted to appear in order to experience something himself. And those two chapters, particularly the fourth chapter, but both of them, they are very wonderful chapters. We all need to study those chapters. So, personally, Lord Chaitanya, or I should say actually, Lord Krishna, decided to appear as Lord Chaitanya because he wanted to experience some things he had not experienced before. Particularly the emotions of Srimati Radharani. When Krishna returned 5,000 years ago, when Krishna returned to Goloka Vrindavan, He was thinking, remembering his pastimes here, how wonderful they were, how the devotees were serving him so nicely, how he was enjoying that. Then an idea, like a realization, struck Lord Krishna that even though I was enjoying so much being served by these different devotees, but, and this is a very big but, it seems they were enjoying more than me by serving me than I was enjoying by being served by them. Think about that. That's a big thing, actually. And he started thinking about different devotees and how they were serving him, how nice it was for him, but then how they were enjoying, and some were enjoying twice as much, five times as much, 10 times as much. Can you imagine? 10 times more by serving him than he was enjoying by being served by them. You follow? 10 times. That's a lot, isn't it? But then he thought of some other devotees, like some of the gopis. Some of them were enjoying, devotees, listen to this, 100 times more. Now that's really a lot. How about 1,000 times more? How about 10,000 times more? And how about Srimati Radharani was enjoying 10 million times more? And when Krishna realized that, it was like, you could say, a wow moment. You understand? Wow. It was just, poor Krishna, he could hardly deal with it. And then Krishna thought, I've had enough of this being God. I want to get some of the nectar. I'm going to become a devotee. And then he appeared as Lord Chaitanya. And he lived as a devotee. And he demonstrated how to be a devotee in this age. In this regard, I want to tell you a little story. Listen to this, devotees. It is from Chaitanya Mangala of Lochan Das Thakur. It's the third. There are three main biographies of Lord Chaitanya. First is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Second is Chaitanya Bhagavat. Third is Chaitanya Mangala. So in the Chaitanya Mangala, right, almost right at the beginning, there's very beautiful description how in Dwaraka, in the kingdom of God, not Dwaraka on the west coast of Gujarat. I don't know if any of you are Gujaratis sitting here. If you are, Kim Chong. But anyway, if you're not, then don't worry about that. So, Saroje, okay. Chalia Kare. So, in the kingdom of God, in Dwaraka, Krishna was there. And he decided, let me visit Queen Rukmini, who's his main queen, in Dwaraka. So off he went. Off he went to visit Rukmini. And Krishna's on his way, and Rukmini was alerted. She got the message somehow. Maybe she got a quick WhatsApp from someone. You know, instant messenger, whatever it is, Facebook, something. Krishna's coming. Wow. Ooh, how wonderful. So she started preparing and got her assistance and so on. And they prepared for Krishna's arrival. And Krishna arrived. And Rukmini was just so happy. Just so happy. She greeted Krishna right on the doorstep and just offered her obeisances, not even at his lotus feet, but on his lotus feet. Right on his lotus feet. And she was just crying in ecstasy. So wonderful, incredibly wonderful, to be in the company of my beloved Lord Krishna, who has come himself to visit me. And she's crying on Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna's standing there, looking. And Krishna said, are you all right? Are you all right? And Rukmini just continued crying. And Krishna said, is something wrong? Why are you crying? Are you upset about something? And Rukmini said, no. I'm just so happy to see you. I'm just so happy. But Krishna couldn't really digest this. She took him in, sat him on a throne, bathed his lotus feet, while continuing to cry on his lotus feet. Continuing to cry. And Krishna's sitting there now looking at this. And Krishna couldn't understand. And Krishna said, are you all right again? Are you upset? Have I done something which has disturbed you? And Rukmini said, no. No, I'm happy. I'm happy to see you. And continued crying on Krishna's feet. But Krishna just couldn't deal with this. And Krishna said, no, you're upset with me. You're upset. Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is. And Rukmini said, no, I'm not upset. And continued crying. And Krishna said, I know what it is. I know. I remember some time ago. Actually, it's described in the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam. You may be familiar with this. It's a very amazing pastime. Krishna said, I know. You are still upset with me because of that time when I told you that I was going to leave you. Are you familiar with that pastime? Krishna told Rukmini that look at you. You are a first-class princess of royalty. And look at me. I'm a cowherd boy. Actually, people don't even really know what I am. But if I'm anything, I'm a cowherd boy. lower level in society. And somehow you, fine royal princess, you ended up with a sort of like a schmuck. Are you familiar with that term? It means it's like a murk, if you're Hindi speakers. A maha murk. You ended up with a fool like me. This is terrible. It's unfair to you. So I am going to help you out. I'm going to leave you so you can get a proper prince as a husband. And then Rukmini collapsed, fell to the ground. Bhagavatam says, just like a tree when it is blown over in a storm, just straight over, bang. And Krishna said, that's it, isn't it? You're still upset with me because I said that to you. I was just teasing you. But you took it seriously and you're still upset, aren't you? And Rukmini said, no, I'm not upset. I'm happy. And continued crying on Krishna's feet. And Krishna said, no, you're not happy. You're upset. I can tell it. Why? What is it? What have I done? And Krishna said, tell me, I don't understand. Tell me, what have I done? I just don't understand. And Rukmini said, yes, Krishna, that's the problem. You don't understand. You just don't understand. Even though you are Sarvajna, you are omniscient. You know everything, past, present, future. And you know all living beings. Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita. But one thing you just don't understand. You don't understand how much your devotees love you. You just don't understand. And for Krishna, it was another wow moment. You're right. I don't understand that. That's amazing. I don't understand how much my devotees love me. And Rukmini said, you need to understand this. If you cannot understand this, then your life will not be complete. Krishna, you have to understand this, but there is only one way that you'll be able to understand this, and that is you have to become a devotee. You have to take that position and experience what it is to be a devotee. Only then will you understand how much your devotees love you. And Krishna was like, you're right. Yes, I have to do this. I must do this. And Rukmini said, don't just become any sort of your average devotee, run of the mill. Your typical devotee from Ladysmith. Don't just become one of the regular devotees. You really need to become a real topmost devotee. You have to take the position of Srimati Radharani. Only then will you understand this, how much your devotees love you. And Krishna was just, yeah, I got to do this. How am I going to do it? When? Where? What to do? At that moment, devotees, who should walk in but Narada Muni? Narada Muni, you've all heard of, I imagine, great traveling preacher, travels throughout the universe and the universes, and to the spiritual world sometimes. He arrived there in Dwarka, in Goloka Vrindavan. And Narada Muni was upset. He was disturbed. He was in anxiety. He came in and offered his obeisances to Lord Krishna. And he said, my Lord, I have a very serious problem. And I just don't know what to do. The problem is, I was just on planet Earth, and there it is Kali Yuga, and there on planet Earth, in Kali Yuga, the situation is very bad, extremely bad. Narada said, normally I preach to people. And they become devotees. That's what I do. I'm a preacher. But now on planet Earth in Kali Yuga, I can't help these people. I just can't help them. They're too far gone. I went, you know, he told Krishna, I went to a place called, what was it? Lady something? Lady Fingers? No, Lady Smith. I went there. It's too bad. It's just too bad. I didn't know what to do. And I went to another place called East something. What was it? East Court? Or somebody got caught. Escort, I think. And there, it was practically worse than that lady place. And then I went to another place. It was Castle something. Old Castle. Little Castle. New Castle. And there, it was just too shocking. It was just too much. These people are lost, and I can't help them. But someone's got to help them. My Lord, only you can help them. You're going to have to appear. But if you appear, you can't just appear as you normally do and just show everyone your God and show your universal form and slaughter the demons. And you know, there are too many demons. It'll be a full-time job if you're going to slaughter them. You can't, you know, appear in your normal way. You're going to have to appear in a different way and conduct yourself in a different way. Because in Kali Yuga, Narada Muni told Krishna, in Kali Yuga, the people like to imitate people who impress them. They like to imitate them. So if you appear as God and you show how you're God, and people are just going to imitate you. And it's going to be terrible. There are going to be millions of pseudo-avatars. There's going to be millions and hundreds of millions of them. You are going to need to appear as if you're a devotee. And then the people will imitate that, and they'll become devotees. And Lord Krishna said, thank you, Narada. You got it. That's it. And Krishna explained how Rukmini had explained that he had to appear as a devotee. And now here's the opportunity. So that's a little story then from Chaitanya Mangala. How Krishna got the inspiration to appear as Lord Chaitanya. On one hand, himself personally, he wanted to experience what is it like to be a devotee. It's such an incredible thing, amazing thing. I want to feel it. I want to do it myself. And on the other hand, to save the people in Kali Yuga. Of course, when Narada Muni came here to Lady Smith, he didn't come to, what's the address here?
19 Azalea.
19 Azalea? He went past 19 Azalea. Somehow, 1721, he saw them. You know, he saw the mosque up the road. You know, maybe I shouldn't mention that, but you know, he saw some other places, he didn't see this place. Anyway, you get the idea, right? It's really very important that being a devotee is so wonderful. The Supreme Personality of Godhead gives up his position as God to become a devotee and relish that. So Lord Chaitanya, first of all, he established the Sankirtan movement in the Navadweep area, Mayapur area, West Bengal. He spread Sankirtan there. And then other parts of India. He was in South India for 6 years. Then he came and sort of settled in Jagannath Puri. Then he visited Vrindavan, traveled around here and there. He initiated, apparently, Tukaram. Have you heard of Tukaram? From MP, I think he is. Yeah? Great devotee. His movement is still going on there in Madhya Pradesh. Is it all Maharashtra? Maharashtra. So like this, Lord Chaitanya established the Sankirtan movement in India, as Prabhupada mentioned. And while he was there, you know, he stayed, eventually he settled in Jagannath Puri, and the last 18 years of his presence, he was in Jagannath Puri. And he was always taking part in the Rath Yatra. You can read about that, if you want to read about that, read the Madhya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamrita, verse 13, Lord Chaitanya dancing in Rath Yatra. That's quite a description. So Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of a devotee, actually in the mood of Srimati Radharani herself, he took part in the Rath Yatra in front of Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra, particularly in front of Jagannath. Each one of the three, they have their own chariot, and Jagannath has his own chariot, and Lord Chaitanya was particularly chanting and dancing in front of Lord Jagannath's chariot. You should read it. Chapter 13 of the Madhya Leela. It's quite a description. That Lord Chaitanya, he was looking back. He's in front of the chariot, looking back at Jagannath. And he was seeing Jagannath as Nanda Nandan, Vrajendra Nandan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, on the chariot. And Lord Chaitanya was dancing so wildly, completely wildly, in front of Jagannath, in the mood of separation. How will I get the association of my beloved again? Dancing and dancing. He would spin. You know, sometimes devotees spin in the kirtan. Do they do that in Ladysmith sometimes? Occasionally, they get a bit carried away. I heard they do it in Escort sometimes. Newcastle, yeah? I heard so. Yeah. But sometimes he would spin so fast you couldn't see what is this spinning. You couldn't tell, oh, it's a person who's turning around quickly. You couldn't tell. He looked like a circling firebrand. Means a piece of wood which is, the end of it is like red hot and is just glowing red, and if that spins around, you end up, it's like there's a red circle. You follow? It's just like an actual red circle, but it's this, the end of the burning stick spinning so fast. So Lord Chaitanya would spin so fast that he looked like a circling firebrand. Sometimes he would collapse on the ground and the planet would shake. Yeah. And the devotees would all become anxious, thinking maybe he broke some bones. So it was really amazing. And Lord Chaitanya, sometimes when he was spinning, tears would come out of his eyes. I think we have all cried sometime, isn't it? At least when we were children, and maybe since then sometimes. So, yeah, sometimes we cry. Lord Chaitanya would cry while spinning. And the water which came, water squirted out of his eyes like out of a hose or a syringe, just squirting out as he spun around. And he's surrounded by a crowd of people all around him. All those people became saturated, completely drenched in the water just shooting out from his eyes. Yeah, this is really something. This is Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival. Sometimes he would play a little game with Lord Jagannath. He would go behind the chariot. Chariots moving down the road. He would go around behind. And you know what would happen? The chariot would stop. Yeah. And they couldn't get it to move. You know, they have all these big soldiers and big heavy people. And they come and take the ropes and try and pull the ropes. They couldn't move it 1 millimeter. They got elephants, like working elephants, and attached them to the chariot and beat the elephants. They couldn't move the chariot 1 millimeter. Then Lord Chaitanya, behind the chariot, would just lean against it with his head. And it would start rolling. Or else he'd just come in front. And then it would start rolling again. You see, he's interacting. This is interaction between Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radharani, the topmost of all devotees. So, and of course, you know, next week is Gopanima, but then starting on Friday is Jagannath Rathayatra. And you're all going to be there, right? Right? Yes. Okay. Be there or be square, as they say, used to say when I was young. So very nice, very nice. Lord Chaitanya is so nice, so kind, so merciful. Whereas Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, what does he say? Sarva dhammam parichyaja mam ekam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. That just give up all your other dharmas, just surrender to me, then I'll deliver you. Then I'll deliver you. And then he also says in chapter 4 verse 11, I didn't hear that. You devotees, you need to study a little more. Yeyatamam prapadyante. You know that verse? Tams tataiva bhajam yaham. As they surrender to me, I reciprocate accordingly. This is Krishna. You surrender to Krishna, he reciprocates. Very nice. But Lord Chaitanya is different. You don't surrender to him. You don't. He comes chasing after you and grabs you and drags you back to him. This is Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. He doesn't wait. Okay, you surrendered. Come on, surrender more. Okay, now I'll reciprocate. No. Even you're running the other way, trying to escape from him, he'll chase after you and grab you. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are many nice stories, but one story. Lord Chaitanya was touring South India, as we mentioned, but he was touring with another devotee whose name was Krishna Das. Yeah, Kala Krishna Das, or Krishna Das. So Krishna Das, you know, he was basically a nice devotee. But at one point, Krishna Das became bewildered. He got into the association of some gypsy women. Yeah. Gypsy women who are part of a whole band of gypsies, low class people, uncultured people, just travel around and they steal things and kind of wild people. But he became enamored by a couple of these gypsy women, and he left Lord Chaitanya and joined the gypsy group. And Lord Chaitanya understood what had happened. So what he did, Lord Chaitanya, because these gypsies, they're like really tough people. They're crooks, actually. They're really heavy people. Lord Chaitanya just went walking straight into their camp, just pushing them aside, grabbed Krishna Das by his sika. See? That's why it's good to have a sika. And physically dragged him out and saved him. Yeah, saved him. So there's one verse, just after that pastime is concluding, there's one verse which says, glorious is the master who chases the servant when the servant runs away and grabs him by the hair and drags him back. Glorious is that master. And that's Lord Chaitanya. And he came here to drag us all back from our different, you know, dalliances in material existence. Be it just gross materialism, eat, drink, and be merry. Be it some form of Bollywood confusion. Dilwale Dulyana, what is it? Le Jayenge, is that it? Choti Bahu, or something like that. To drag us out of those things. Sure. And save us. Save us from Shah Rukh Khan. It's true. That's actually true. And save us from what? Aishwarya and Abhishek. So, yes. So, Lord Chaitanya's appearance day is coming. So wonderful. There'll be a nice festival here. Really get into it. Celebrate nicely. And Lord Chaitanya was there in Puri for 18 years, always worshipping Jagannath. He was in the mood of a devotee, Lord Chaitanya, worshipping Jagannath. So on Friday next week, Jagannath Rath Yatra Festival, let's immerse ourselves in that and get the combined mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Dhanyavad Mandri. Dhanyavad Alu. Okay, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for those inspiring words. His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj definitely deserves another heartfelt
applause.
Adding to what Guru Maharaj has just mentioned on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, recollecting on this famous quote, "Be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, always offering respect unto others and never expecting anything in return." Dear devotees, it is clearly evident that Maharaj possesses all these qualities, and thus we all should aspire to attain them ourselves. We will now have the cutting of the cake, which will be done by Guru Maharaj.
I'll cut it. Do I get to eat it?
Yes, I
Or just cut it? Okay, Hare Krishna. Very good. Where?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Our sincere appreciation and gratitude to His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj for gracing us with His presence. You truly have inspired us all. And to all devotees that have traveled from afar, thank you so much for having attended this function. Today's prasadam is kindly sponsored by Vinod Mahadev and family. Vinesh, my apologies. Just a reminder, the 15th of April will be Ram Nomi that will be celebrated at the temple. The 16th of April in Escort at the Gayatri Mantra by Mrs. Ram Leela Mataji at 3 p.m. And also, there's another. Okay, and also the 23rd of Mahaprabhu's appearance celebration. We have now come to the end of this beautiful program, and let us all rise and come forward as we commence with Aarti. Let us glorify the Lord and chant the holy name that was given to us by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and also glorify Srila Prabhupada for giving us this wonderful movement. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Ki Shishi Radha Krishna Gopgopinath Shankar Radhakun Girigova Damke Shri Vrindavan Damke Shri Mayapur Damke Shri Jagannath Puri Damke Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi Ke Shri Gomitai Ke Shri Gopurnima Mahotsava Ke Shri Jagannath Ratha Yatra Mahotsava Ke Gopremanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Can we all give Guru Maharaj his final round of applause? Hare Krishna. Devotees, there will be sweets that will be handed by Guru Maharaj to all devotees, if you could come forward to collect them. And lastly, devotees, prasadam will be served in the foyer. I would make an appeal, an urgent appeal, to give preference to those that have come from afar, like Escott, Newcastle and Durban, to follow the queue first, and then the local people will follow. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I don't know where to keep it. I'll keep it on my mind. I also know where to keep it.
Thank you. Thank you. You want to take this to Rambia? If you want to take this, it's fine. To take this, rather than get dry.
Thank you. No. No. It's closed. It's locked, my baby. No, leave that. Давай. The small one.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Thank you.